This podcast is a part of the Signals Media All-Star Network. For more information on this and other fine shows, go to signalsmedia.com. It's okay to stick our stuff in your ears. Really?
No, where's Philip at? I guess we start without him?
He just texted me and he said that he's running late. So I think maybe we do the first show without him then and then.
I don't know, man. It's like traffic is done.
Okay, so
downtown.
We'll record the entire first episode and then he can come in and just do fill in, punch in.
Yeah, punch up. Help it out, get it back.
You are now listening to NPC Cast, your place for face to face games.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to NPC Cast, your place for face-to-face games. My name is Chris, and I'm coming to you from sunny Seattle, Washington. And like I do every single week, I brought a couple of NPCs along for the ride with me. To my left, he is the man, the myth, the legend, the beard. He is NPC Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm doing... Got a text. I'll put it aside. I'm doing good. I'm doing great today.
Say that I'm doing good again, because I think the text picked part of that.
I'm doing good. Finally, just about over this cold, which is nice. So
it has been. Now the listeners have been like, "Oh, that cold has been going on for like 4 months now." I think,
yeah, basically.
If you're keeping track at home,
yeah,
it's a cold watch. Before we replace Goyf watch with.
And to my right, hailing from the frozen tundra of the North, he is NPC Del Del. How are you doing?
I'm good, even though I didn't get introduced first.
You're good because it's your show topic.
Exactly.
And I can see that you're kind of bouncing a little bit.
I am. I'm super excited for this show.
I like when we go to Del for show topics because usually they're horrible, but it gets the people going.
Yeah.
Because Del has like built a Twitter following that yep. is pretty fervent.
Fervent.
That's what I said.
Team
That's
Del.
Close enough. All right, so Del. Okay, well, you should probably deal with your phone as well, since Aaron took his off.
All right, hang on. Let me just see what this is about. Hang on.
You're going to check it on the air?
I am. Well, you can edit this part out.
All right.
I mean, you're not going to because you're a jerk, but...
So you have about 4 or 5 texts on there in what seems to be the span of, like, 10 seconds.
Is that the voice of God?
Your Facebook app is kind of going off the chain right now.
So it is. What do all these texts say?
Well, it's a very bogged down system right now. You see the downloading error sign, but you can see at least 1 or 2 posts right away. One says WTF, OMG, you know, the generic. Like, what is going on downtown right now?
Uh-oh.
You see one that's like a news story. It says, not a pipe. What really happened to Bertha?
Da, 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 da.
So when Del starts reading these Facebook posts,
your phone is blowing up right now too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go check my phone because my phone is over here on the couch, mm-hmm. and so I would go and pick it up and grab that as well.
Okay, you have about 4 or 5 missed texts, about 6, 7 missed calls.
Same kind of stuff.
Yep. What is going on right now? There was a guy that was just shot right in front of my window.
Who was that?
That was Tony Mitchell.
Oh man. Tony, no!
I too, obviously, will do that. Are you guys, like, letting, like, out loud saying what is
yeah,
on your phone?
I think okay. At this point, I think we're at that juncture where we're, like, explaining, like, holy crap, this is more than we thought it was. It's not just texts.
I just want to establish also that I was super anti-tunnel and voted against that every time. So,
well.
I'll check mine as well. I'm guessing it's the same thing.
Yep, you actually have about 10 missed calls.
This sounds accurate.
All from your wife.
Yeah.
How you didn't feel all those buzzes, like, because they probably just happened immediately.
Yeah. I'm going to immediately try to call back.
I'm
guessing,
busy, it's
yeah.
bogged down. You get the downloading little circle everywhere you go. But you can read at least one text that went through. The text is, you know, what's going on? Please come home right now. Where are you?
Is that, and that's from Anna?
Yes.
Ugh. Okay, well, I guess now we should just let people know what's happening.
Yeah.
Not like in like real life, IRL. So I am currently on vacation in the Mediterranean right now. This is NPC Chris talking right now. So we felt that we would fill in this few weeks while I'm gone with a new TPK, a special edition TPK. And we are playing the End of the World Zombie Apocalypse, being ran by our good friend of the show, Matty C. Matt, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
So Matt has been on other TPKs before. You may have known him for... He was Cecil Silver,
the ruffian.
Cecil Silver, the ruffian. He's also Rad Dad Tad.
Yeah. And he's going to be... Right, Rad Dad Tad.
So he's going to be running us through this game. In End of the World, Zombie Apocalypse, you are going to be playing as yourself, sitting down at a table to play a role-playing game. We obviously twisted that to we're sitting down to record a podcast. And zombie apocalypse happens, or something happens. We don't know what Matt has sort of done for us.
There's been no word of zombies yet, but shootings and traffic.
Yes. So without further ado, let's get back into it, I guess, shall we?
Yes, Andrew Fisher's The End of the World, : Zombie Apocalypse.
By Fantasy Flight Games.
All right, so...
Okay.
By now, your guys' phone... your phones are so bogged down that using them right now almost seems impossible.
So I'm trying to call Tony, I guess, first, or text Tony. Does it just not go through?
Yeah, you keep on getting the error message.
Network not available.
Network not available.
Del, I know I should have switched.
Del, do you have TV?
No, I cut the cord a while ago.
Okay, what about your computer? Can the computer connect to the internet?
Yeah. Yeah, I can run the other room. Give me a minute to boot it up. But yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
You go and run and try to boot up your computer. You get a lot of the network errors. It's taking a really long time.
I get in the timeout and have to hit the refresh. Yep. And
exactly.
All right. I don't know. I can try doing something on my phone, but I'm guessing phone's even worse.
At this time, you hear a sirened, like, police car. A police car with a... loud siren going on.
You got the code 3s going out there.
Whizzing past your house.
All right. So there's alarms and stuff going off. Is there anything else, like, I mean, besides that siren, is there any other sounds or, like, people?
Nothing you can hear of besides the loud pitter-pattering of rain that's starting to pick up.
Okay.
The skies are your typical Seattle sky. Gray, overcast, low-hanging clouds, rain.
I don't know, guys. I feel like something bad that supersedes the importance of podcasting is probably happening at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I think at this point we're kind of standing up, walking around. Like, we're not, like, sitting at a table talking into microphones anymore.
You start to hear sirens from all over, far off distance.
All right, well, I'm going to go... Well, Del's booting up his computer. Aaron's... What are you doing right now?
I'm trying to think of my best way to get home. I'm gonna like go out on the balcony and like look, see if I can see like any other signs of what's happening.
You go out on the balcony, low hanging gray clouds, very overcast, but you notice that the sky traffic is way more than usual.
Like, there's a lot of planes.
Yeah, there's
helicopters.
A lot of small craft, a lot of helicopters going in every direction. You notice like a 3-7 flyby.
Del, do you have anything in your apartment that would get the radio? Because the radio
won't
be, like, clogged. It'll either be working or not.
Yeah, I'll throw on NPR or KUOW, whatever the news radio is.
Okay.
I'm going to go, while they're doing that, I'm going to go out the front, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Walk out, like, down the hall or whatever and go towards, like, the front of the building to see if I can see anything else, like, on the street.
Yeah, you go on to Greenwood Avenue, which is the street right outside, and you notice that there is quite a backup of traffic starting, like an unusual amount for Sunday. Further down you look, you notice that the sirens are about 3 blocks down. You can see the lights flashing like amongst the walls.
In which direction? Are they north or south?
They're going south towards Seattle.
Okay, towards downtown?
Yep.
All right, but I can't see, like, what the commotion is about?
Nope, it looks like a car wreck.
So I can see a car wreck from here, from where I'm at?
You can see a pile of... Not a pile, but you see a car that looks askew from the distance that you're at. So you're thinking it might be a car wreck?
Okay.
Yeah.
There's just a cop car and an ambulance.
An ambulance there, cop car.
And there's traffic backed up.
Traffic is starting to back up pretty heavily.
Anything from on the radio?
You turn on the radio, there's the, you know, generic music stations that are programmed.
Yeah.
You go to NPR, you get an emergency broadcast, actually.
Uh-oh. No specifics?
No specifics. Right now, you pass, all King County residents, please start evacuation in a orderly fashion.
Does it say which direction to head?
It just says evacuate Seattle.
Evacuation?
Or evacuate King County.
What is this? Evacuate?
Yeah, evacuate.
Why is there, what's that racket outside?
You guys hear it.
Oh, my God. This is, I'm getting kind of nervous because that was actually racket outside. Is there anyone else, standing around outside with
me? Yeah, is Jeremy from 201 over there?
It looks like he's moving a bed frame.
That probably was that bed frame that was in there. That'll come in handy. Like Minecraft, can I take the bed with me and set up a bed anywhere I go so I can sleep safely?
So the emergency broadcast kind of does the generic blanketed,
boop, boop, boop.
Yep.
In the meantime, I am going to be coming back in because I didn't hear that broadcast part.
Okay.
But I'm going to, bzzz.
Yeah. Chris, they want us to evacuate?
What do you mean? What do you mean evacuate?
I don't know. Is there tornadoes? Do you guys have tornadoes up here?
It's just a car wreck, I think.
Let's take a quick mental stock of things that are happening. Tony had a shooting by him.
Tony lives in Everett, though. That's
sure, but whatever is happening,
normal for Everett.
we have evacuate something with Bertha downtown.
Computers are overloaded,
and no phones or computers can really be used.
Wait, so you couldn't get on the internet?
It just times out over and over.
No, we got the evacuation notice on the radio.
You can hear it now. It's cycling.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So if we look out the back window where Dell's balcony is, that side street, is that one open?
Yeah.
So there's no traffic on the side street?
There's a few cars going in and out.
But it's not as backed up as...
No. Greenwood is starting to get backed up. Actually, you look out there again, and it's getting pretty clogged, almost stopped.
I mean, traffic's pretty bad right now.
Yeah, but I gotta get home.
Did you get a hold of Anna?
No, I can't because the phone won't work.
I have a landline.
Because
I work from home. I got a landline here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to try the landline. But I don't. That's the problem. I'm still calling a cell phone.
Oh. Huh. Yeah. I don't know then.
I doubt that's going to be any better. We're both on Verizon, so that's the same network.
At this point, you hear a lot of screaming outside.
I go
like
to the
crowd almost.
Go look outside.
Okay, you look outside.
You going back out to the front door?
Is the screaming coming from the back? Or
the front.
The front? Yeah, we should go look.
It sounds like women, children, a big crowd.
A crowd of women and children screaming?
Just all children and women. No, it sounds like a normal crowd, but you can hear the screams of children and women.
Okay, I'm pretty weirded out, but I think we'll at least look out your door. We're not going to go all the way outside because Dell has a buzzer system. Like there's glass doors to go through. So can we, without going all the way outside, can we look and see anything?
You could actually see people getting out of their cars and running.
Are they running back north?
They're running
Greenwood?
North, away from those sirens that you saw.
Oh my god.
There's a few people that stop and pull out their cell phones, and it looks like they're recording something.
Are they yelling World Star?
Okay, I'm gonna.
We should go.
I'm gonna go look. I wanna see.
All right. I'll stay by the door and
hold it open.
All right.
Okay, so I'm gonna go out down the stairs and then look.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm gonna start pillaging Dell's house for things.
Why do you
to take with us things that are useful? We have to get out of here, regardless of which direction we're going.
All right.
So I'm gonna look for any tools. I'm gonna take your liquor bottles.
All right.
Any towels you have.
It's weird that you would go to liquor bottles and not water.
Molotovs.
Whoa.
We're going right to Molotovs? It's probably a tornado, dude.
I'm paranoid. It's not a tornado. We don't get tornadoes in Washington.
Get
and the only natural disaster we get are earthquakes.
And volcanoes.
Even with a really
volcano,
good,
dude. That's
a volcano we would see and hear. And B, an earthquake like, even the best early warning system gives you, like, 15 seconds. So there's no way it's either of those things.
Well, Aaron's very paranoid. Chris isn't ready for Molotovs just yet. But while Aaron's doing that, I'm going to go take a look down and see if I can see what's going on.
Okay. The rain has picked up pretty heavily now.
Okay.
People are running away from those sirens. You can't really see exactly what's going on. But you can see that people are very terrified.
I'm going to go up to someone who's recording and say, hey, what's going on?
I don't know, man. I think, like, some guy, like, stabbed some guy in the face. I don't know what's going on.
What?
There was, like, a car wreck or something. I don't know. Everybody started running, so I started running.
Okay. I'm going to, like, hurry back in, and I'll tell Dell, like, apparently, yeah, there's, like, some dude over there that's, like, stabbing people or something.
But the cops are there, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I only saw one cop car.
This point, you hear, pow, pow, pow.
Holy shit. I'm running in the house now.
All right. That's bullets, man. We got to go.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Into the house.
Do you have a, like, duffel bag or something?
Yeah, I got what I got.
Wait, what are you talking about?
We got.
I was grabbing stuff.
Yeah,
you guys are out there.
Yeah, Aaron.
I jumped to conclusions.
Aaron wants.
I feel better about the gunshots. Make me feel better.
Aaron is convinced that we have entered racial holy war or something, and he needs to get to
his
wife.
I'm not leaving. This is like, why
they
would we?
Said to
there
leave.
Is an evacuation notice.
All right, well, Aaron, you have to get to Anna, right?
Yeah, I have to get to Anna. I also have a house that has, like, apocalypse shutters on the windows and, like, a basement full of tools and things that are useful.
So the evacuation doesn't say anything about evacuation?
Not at this point.
It's just, it's like one of those pre-recorded, like...
It's a button that they pressed.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to call my parents, landline to landline, because we have a landline at my parents' house.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, it rings for about 10, 15 times. And finally, you get your mom, who sounds out of breath. Hello?
Mom.
Chris, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What's going on?
I don't know. Everett is just in disarray. What's going on? Are you okay? Get home, honey.
I'm fine. Well, I'm in Seattle right now. Kind of busy. thanks, Mom. What does the news say?
I don't know. The TV, there was like a reporter on TV, and just all of a sudden it just went blank, and there was like a loud popping noise. Like,
all right, is Nikki home?
Yeah, she's home with all the dogs.
Dad?
Yep, everybody's home.
Okay.
You need to get home now.
You guys are staying there?
Yeah. As far as I know, yeah, but they say everybody's evacuating.
Wait, they're evacuating
Everett
also?
Yeah. They're all coming here.
Okay, where are you guys going to go? Where should you guys go?
I don't know. We're going to try to stay here.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm with some friends. I think we're going to try to get up that way. I don't know. If you guys go somewhere, leave a note or something.
Okay.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Don't freak out.
Just get home. Just get home, honey. Please.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Matt playing my mom is really weird, by the way.
It's very weird. I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
You know my mom.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if she sounds like this in this kind of situation. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Rowlands, I apologize.
Yes.
Does your mom work well under pressure, or is she?
No, she doesn't really. I mean, she's all right. I would call. I'm trying to calm her down, though. So obviously, because that's what I do.
Would he use an empathy role to succeed at that and feel better about it?
Yeah, if you'd like to try to calm your mom down.
So do I use charisma or empathy for this?
Make an empathy roll.
Okay, so how do I do that?
So, with empathy...
Explain to our listeners, because our listeners may not know the system.
With the new Fantasy Flight Apocalypse... The End of the World gaming system, you have three stats. And these three stats are broken down into two other stats. So you have physical, mental, and social.
And each has an attack and defense stat.
Correct, an attack and defense stat. So your attack for physical would be dexterity, and vitality would be the defense. So basically how fast and mobile you are versus how like stalwart and sturdy you are. Mental, you have logic and willpower. And social, you have charisma and empathy.
So, for example, Chris is making an empathy roll. He has an empathy of 4. You start with 1 positive die, In your dice pool you're going to roll.
Which is
and
a
you're
D6.
Trying, yeah, it's just a D6. You're trying to roll, at the end of everything, have a positive die under your score.
Okay.
He also might get to add one for a positive feature. For instance, he is convincing, and I think that probably applies in trying to get your mom to
calm down.
And if he had any gear that would help him here, which he doesn't, he would get a positive die for that as well. Then the GM will give him a base like number of negative die that go into the pool. Like running from zombies when they're right on your tail is harder than just running, for instance. Mm-hmm. So is there any negative going into this pool, or are there more than one? Or
One negative.
Okay.
For the general craziness of this situation.
If Chris had negative features, they would add negative die to the pool as well. Or if he had trauma, they would add negative die to the pool. So right now he is rolling two white die and one negative die. So two positive, one negative. Any like numbers will cancel each other out.
So a positive five and a negative five mean nothing.
So nothing's like.
And then he needs one white die under a... Or of a four or under.
And I have one.
So he succeeds, but because his negative die wasn't eliminated, he will take one social stress. He will be worried about his mom, essentially, and that will affect him.
So Chris bubbles in the first pip on the first stress track under social, and each stress has three levels before it upgrades to the next worst thing.
Okay, correct. So I'm worried about my family.
You calm your mom down, but you are very worried about her.
Okay, yeah, obviously. I think that's very realistic, I think.
Yes.
This is a good simulationist so far, part of the game. Okay.
So, hold on. I'm the one here who doesn't have somewhere to go, but Aaron, you need to go south. You live south of Seattle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Chris lives north of Seattle, or Chris's family is north of Seattle, so you guys are going to have to split up?
Well, I think that it would be, you never split the party.
Have you seen a horror movie? Do not split the party.
So okay. I would like, I feel like...
Why don't you have Anna get in the car with Archer and come to Chris's place?
I can't get to Anna communication-wise.
Yeah. And I think that, okay, so here's what I'm thinking in my head, right? First of all, do I have my car here? Because Matt drove me. So technically, I don't have my car here.
Well, Matt wouldn't be here if this were real.
Right.
So I would have my car here?
You would have your car.
Okay. But what I'm thinking is that as of right now, like my parents live at the top of a big hill in a house that's in like the suburbs.
And they're all able-bodied adults.
And they're all there, like, safe-ish. So I'm thinking in my head that they're like safe for now. And if we're... if we're trying to get to the people who are closest, I feel that like Aaron's house would be closer. We can go there, rally the troops, and then head to my parents' house or head north.
Yeah, I don't think I have to argue it, but that's my thought too. Is I want to go help everyone, but Archer is the most helpless person, and I live in a neighborhood that is already prone to gun violence. I that's my thought immediately is like, oh, if there's chaos and panic, like my neighborhood's not a safe place, so I need to get there and get them out. And I also have lots of things that could be helpful in my house because I have a garage that stores stuff for me and my in-laws. So
yeah, the only problem with going to your house though
is it's through Seattle.
Is we have to go through Seattle to get to the other side.
Dude, if Greenwood's this bad, I-5 is done.
Well, we're not going to take I-5. I think we try to take. As
you
many gotta
get on the
as we can,
but you gotta get on the Aurora Bridge at some point.
Well, I'm just gonna say I think that the Aurora Bridge is out because we had the Bertha message, which is right underneath it. So that's not gonna.
Yeah,
work.
I mean, it doesn't matter how we're going to get to your place. All I'm saying is that it's going to be more difficult.
It totally does matter how we're gonna get there because if I-5's done and Aurora Bridge is out, that means we're going all the way over to Magnolia Bridge.
Right, but here's the thing though. Either A, we're going through Seattle, where everyone's trying to get out of. Right, so we're driving or whatever upstream, or B, we're trying to get north. But I'm telling you right now, traffic up north is not going to be like better.
Look, I was in Hurricane Andrew. If they're evacuating, they've shut down the inbound roads and they've reversed them, and they're just putting people on both sides coming out.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
We won't cross that bridge because it's going to be shut down and going the same way both ways.
I'm going south. I'm not going to leave my kid. So that's like a thing that I would never do, no matter what. So I'm going south. You can come with me if you want.
We gotta go somewhere.
And my thought is we take a car as far as we can take it, and if we have to switch, I've walked from downtown to my house before. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, but it's pretty far. It's
so
pretty
the annoying. Radio station starts playing a different message.
What is it saying?
It's actually a live jockey. I don't know.
They're disc
not called,
jockey?
They're not called jockeys on NPR.
A disc jockey?
Yeah, a DJ.
I don't know. A DJ?
Host.
A host.
A host, there you go.
You have to do your NPR voice.
You have to start down here and end up here.
Yes.
I'm
sorry, listeners, but this will be a very brief message. If you can get out of the greater Seattle area, I please urge you to. There are some escapes going on. If you can make it to the stadium, I know they're harboring people there. If you can make it to the trains, I know that the airplanes are...
Escapes?
Boop. Then it
stadiums.
Then it goes back to the old...
Boop, boop, boop,
yeah,
boop.
Emergency broadcast.
Okay, wait. So, escapes? Like, what kind of escapes?
Is there a prison here?
Is there a prison downtown?
There is a jail downtown.
Yeah, but that's like... They just had a thing. They only have like 60 beds there. 60 criminals is not going to cause the city to shut down.
And they're not like hardened criminals.
No, they're drunk drivers. So... What? Get to the stadium?
Well, here's the thing, though. So if they're telling people to get to the stadium, though, that probably means that we can probably get farther than you're saying, because like the stadium is closer to Aaron than we are.
Yeah, if there was like a gas line that blew up or something, that's what they would do, is they would just have everybody go to the stadium, and they probably got Red Cross heading there.
But they don't
now.
Like, I don't think they like, if there's a gas line, I don't think they like, do they evacuate the city?
Or the greater metro
and
area?
And they're evacuating Everett as well, which is like 30 miles north.
Yeah, that part's weird. But, all right, well, Aaron's got to get his wife and kid. Are we going to your place then?
I think we can go, yes. Because my parents live, like, in a more secluded area than...
The sirens are picking up, like, crazy outside. It's almost like constant sirens from every direction. The air traffic is getting way more thick than it was. It's
all those little pontoon boats from...
You see sea boats. You see helicopters.
Are they going in a specific direction?
They're going all over.
Okay, so I grabbed the liquor bottles because
I
jumped to conclusions.
You're not taking my liquor bottles. What are you doing?
Del, I'm prepared.
You hear more gunshots outside.
All right, well, I'm taking my backpack.
All right, well, I guess we'll...
Is there anything useful here? Knives, like things that could be used to defend ourselves?
I got a bat and a mag light in my car. That's,
okay. And we probably should take your car, because it's a little hardier than my car.
Yeah, we'll take the Bluesmobile.
Okay. Do I have anything in my car that could help us? Not really. I guess we'll take a knife, I guess?
Yeah, I got like a kitchen knife.
You have jumper cables in your car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a basketball.
We don't take the basketball.
Okay, but is there anything else in this place that we would take? We need to take?
I mean, I guess grab the whiskey before it... In case things get bad and we need to drink ourselves away from it.
Someone write whiskey on their character sheet.
I already put alcohol in the duffel bag.
All right. So, yeah, we'll grab the Bluesmobile. It's right out front. And
you get out to your car.
Your laptop?
Yeah, I guess we can take the laptop. Yeah, grab the laptop and I'll write laptop.
And the charger. I don't have my phone charger here.
I do have a phone charger.
Does anyone else have an iPhone?
No.
Damn it.
Everybody write this stuff down on your character sheet.
So I'm going to write laptop, maglite, bat.
Is there anything else that you could hear that you could use as a bludgeon? Because I would like something else that's like bat-like. You only have one bat.
Why would I need two bats?
I don't... Because it was zombie apocalypse? I don't know.
I'm not a doomsday prepper. I have a bat in my car and a maglite.
Okay.
That's all right. I got. I got a tire iron in there, too.
Mm. You guys go out to the car. There's no way... You are moving an inch.
Because it's just the streets are just three wide
with
cars.
Yep. In the bike lane, there people were getting creative. The sidewalks are cluttered. There's abandoned cars everywhere.
Is there abandoned cars on side street?
You look on the side street, it looks like the traffic's still moving for now.
Does the Uber app work? No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, Uber, one block is $10,000.
Okay, so, question. So, Aaron parked on the side street.
Mm-hmm.
I assume I parked there because when we got here, that's where we usually parked. Our cars wouldn't be able to move either.
You might be able to get a block.
Are there people in their cars, like, honking and moving very slowly?
There were some honkers initially, as soon as you got out there.
But the cars now are all abandoned?
Most of them are abandoned. A lot of people are out with their cell phones filming down Greenwood, like towards 85th, so southward.
Towards where that disaster apparently was, or just dude stabbing people.
Yep.
All right, so we got to get the stuff from the cars, at least.
Because you said Maglite baseball bat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we got to steal some bikes. Right? I mean, we're finding some bikes and we're stealing some bikes. I mean, is that what we're doing?
I think so.
Knowing full well that we're leaving another human deprived of a way to escape this hellish apocalypse we've entered in.
Well, it is Seattle. You could probably find a bike. Like,
oh, no.
There's probably a bike co-op exchange. Like, take a bike, leave a bike.
Well, there are those bike lockers downtown. You know, the rentable bikes.
Yeah, but there's a park right down there. I mean, there's like a grocery store at the street. Like,
we'll pass a bunch of houses.
Do you have anything on you that could cut, like, chain?
No.
I'm telling you right now, Apocalypse Chris, like, I will steal someone's bike. I do not care at this point.
Apocalypse Chris.
The Chris-pocalypse is upon us. No, I don't have any bolt cutters.
Okay. Well,
there's the plumbing store at the street.
Yeah.
That is actually. That's actually very good. Okay, so we hit that real quick.
I mean, are you guys cool with stealing bikes?
Yes, I am very cool with stealing bikes. Like,
So we're going to bike to Everett?
No, we're going to bike south, and then by then maybe like traffic will have evened out a little bit and we can find a way around on the back streets.
Yeah.
On our bikes.
No, in my car. I have a car at my house. In fact, probably the best car for
thought your car was here.
I have two cars, and that I have a
Anna's car. It has
sweet.
Like,
yeah, let's
it's a CRV?
That's like a SUV, so.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, we're going to need some bolt cutters.
First of all, are there any bikes around that look like people aren't watching them?
There are a couple houses that you've seen bikes before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like on the back porch type thing?
There's a few on the back porch of some of the apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can see bikes everywhere.
Okay.
It's just access to them might be a little difficult.
Okay, like how I'm walking up to these bikes and I'm seeing, are they like chained
some
up?
Some are like two stories.
Hanging
on the balconies.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on one second. Seattle I want to go get an actual view. I want to see what this looks like.
Okay.
I'll be back.
It's 12 feet to a floor.
I just want to see.
All right.
As you go out to the balcony... The sound of sirens is almost deafening, mixed with the rain, pitter-pattering on the traffic.
Oh, I forgot we're outside in the rain. We're just drenched right now. Oh,
it's getting really cold.
So this is insane. So we can't drive anywhere. Everything's shut down. You really can't just wait this out?
No, dude. I cannot wait this out.
All right, try Anna again.
Busy signals.
Okay.
Yeah.
That house right there. Hold on, let me get on the microphone when I say this. So there's a house right down there. It has two bikes just sitting in its backyard, right outside its window.
Okay. Just in the backyard, not chained? Yep.
They're in their backyard. There's a fence there.
You see two bikes.
But it's
hop a fence.
Behind a fence.
Should we go knock on the door?
You can knock on the door. I'm staying here.
It is easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Right, but what I'm saying is if we go knock on the door and see if they're home, because if they're home, I don't want to jump someone's fence and then have them like shoot at me for breaking into like to their backyard.
That's fair. All right.
If they're home, we've picked different bikes.
Then
sure. Meanwhile, I don't want to slip, but we need to go get the bolt cutters just in case, don't we? Well, I guess if these two bikes are good.
Well, from the actual balcony, real life Chris, I can't see if they're chained up, but if I look over the fence...
They're not chained up.
They're not. They're just on the deck. Okay. There's two of them. There is one bike that's on the balcony of the second story, like Matt was saying.
Wait, how about this? You knock on the door. If I hear somebody answer the door talking to you, I use that distraction to try and steal the bikes. I'll just hop over and throw them back over the fence.
How quickly these two turn to crime.
No.
And I'm like...
No, because it's too risky. There's no... I mean, we can find
how
different bikes.
How tall is the fence?
It's like normal-sized fence.
Time is of the essence, man.
Speaking of time, at this time, you hear what sounds to be like, off in the faint distance, really loudly, you hear something that sounds like a like a cartoon octopus ripping its tentacles from a like plexiglass window, like the. But it's like very loud and distant.
I don't know what that was.
That was weird
at all. But go knock on the door. I'm gonna take the bikes.
Don't dude. No, dude. Seriously,
yeah,
don't
go. Go do it now.
You hear
how tall is the fence?
You hear a crowd up above in the street, like, like almost like gasping, like.
No, this is real life, and I'm not going to let Aaron just jump this fence and try to carry two bikes across the backyard and then throw them over the fence or whatever. Like, no, if they're home, we'll find different bikes. If
okay, well, go knock on the door. You're wasting time.
Aaron's going to martyr himself.
You look up in the sky, and amongst the sky traffic, you see, like, what looks like a weird, almost like a shotgun blast going up into the sky. Like, little black pellets way off in the distance, like towards downtown, like shooting up into the air and almost cascading like a flower blooming out all over the city.
What? How far away is like the nearest like descent? Like how far over the city? Like all the way up here? Or yep. Like over
like miles.
What? You guys, I'm from my balcony, I can see these two guys messing around with this house across the
Wait,
way.
No, you came down with, you're not down with there with us?
No, I'm not down.
We went to your car to get all the stuff, and now we're walking out the back.
Yeah, I'm at the car.
Okay. So you can't see us because we're in the back.
All right, yeah.
Regardless, go do your thing.
Well, I can't call them because we don't have walkie-talkies or anything, and the phones are so.
Okay, well, I'm going to go around to the front of the house and knock on the door.
Okay. As soon as you get to the front of the house, you hear a couple blocks down, around like 87th or 90th, what sounds to be a like a 10-ton raw steak smash onto the cement. Like, and just screams.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm knocking on the door of this house.
It almost shook the ground. You knock on the door.
Yeah.
Okay. No answer.
I try to like look in the window and say, is anyone home?
No answer.
All right, I'm going to go around to the side of the house.
As you walk into the side,
keep
you
looking,
hear...
Keep looking in the windows and trying to see if anyone's in there.
More gunfire. This time, automatic weapons.
No one's answering the door, though?
No one's answering
so
the door.
Okay, so I'm going to go around to the side.
When I hear the gunfire, I'm going to run from my car to this house.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to run to the side gate, and I'm going to reach over and open up the gate to go to this person's backyard, and I'm going to go in and cut the bikes.
It's like walking into your own house. No one's there.
Okay.
Someone's at your house, but yeah.
Oh, God. All right. So I'm going to go back to the back. I'm going to grab the bikes. I guess Aaron's in the other fence.
You actually see a third bike that was out of view.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. I thought Dell was going to have to ride on the pegs.
Okay. So.
And there's another kid's bike, too.
A fourth bike for Archer.
I have bikes at my house.
You start looting bikes. Archer would like this.
Bikes will be the new economy.
Okay.
All right, so I come running down the hill. I'm like, guys, there's lots more shooting. This is not a dude.
Yeah. Here, take one of these bikes.
You get the one with the tassels. I'm not taking
sure.
The
I don't care at this point.
Down the side street.
Are these like mountain bikes like style? Like
two mountain bikes, one road bike.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Down the street, you hear like another car wreck.
Oh my God.
Okay. Down one of the side streets.
All right, so bikes were a good idea.
Okay, yeah. So we need to go. The question is, do we go like through Ballard at first? Because then we go that way and it's fast at first, but we got to go all the way around Ground Zero, essentially, whatever that is. Do we go up and like try to bike across the Aurora Bridge or something?
I can't. I don't do bridges well. I can't go over high bridges. They freak me out.
There's nowhere to go that does not include a bridge.
Yeah, but the Ballard Bridge is not as high off the ground. I'm serious, dude. I actually have a bridge phobia.
Is that on your character sheet?
It's not, but I do have a bridge phobia.
Okay, fine.
Well, since you mentioned it, put it down as a trauma.
All right.
As a trauma, not just like a...
So like a one-month mental trauma, just like bridge phobia?
No.
That should be a feature.
Feature. Put it as a feature.
Afraid of heights.
Yeah.
It's not heights. It's just bridges.
Afraid of bridges.
Okay.
You considering that, oddly specific. That you were afraid the bridge would collapse and then the pieces would fall on top of you.
Yeah.
We have to cross at least two bridges to get to Aaron's house unless we go all the way around. All
right. I'm not going across that narrow ass Aurora Bridge full of like abandoned and crashing cars on a bike. That's insane.
There is a cement barrier between the street and the pedestrian path, though.
All right, so what it sounds like, so Del wants to go through Ballard. I think, right, to me,
I'll,
that seems
I'll
more
that. Let's go.
To me, it seems more direct, though, right? Like you go to Ballard.
Yeah, except now once we get down there, once we cross the Ballard Bridge, we got to start thinking of making our way around 90, whatever the.
Doesn't 99 turn into the tunnel?
Yeah,
yeah, but we could go across the Aurora Bridge and then cut like over from there. We'd just be a little bit farther over. Whatever, it's fine.
I feel like they're both pretty similar. Okay, so we're gonna go down, start biking towards the Ballard Bridge, I guess.
This game for our listeners is also a lesson on Seattle geography.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so I guess
you could take the Ballard Bridge.
I guess heading towards Ballard, I guess. Card Kingdom's there also.
We're going to get some boxes. Boxes will be the new economy.
But no, there's actually a lot of tools and useful stuff there.
You guys have keys? Is one of you a manager?
We have door codes.
Door codes.
Oh.
Okay. Which direction do you want to get? You guys want to start going to Ballard, so south?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to try to stay on these back roads. We're not going to get on, like, to 15th. 15th. We're going to keep
going.
We'll
go, like, farther than that and down, like, 20th or something.
Okay. As you start riding your bikes down, they're all in working condition, surprisingly. Well, it is Seattle.
So is there still, like, the patter of distant gunfire?
Yes, all around. The noises are so insane right now.
I should try to see if there's a baseball bat on that deck before we left.
Too late.
You notice a rusty lawnmower.
We do have a baseball bat and a mag light and a duffel bag full of towels.
It's fine. I got my backpack. I'm just saying, in hindsight, Chris is now thinking, I was like, I should have checked. But anyways.
Okay.
I have a knife.
So the further south you go, you're just doing a direct path down side streets, right?
Yep.
Okay, you're about to reach to that first, or that car wreck that you guys just kind of witnessed. It was actually a car that slammed into a parked car.
Okay.
And oddly enough, it is completely red, the car. You can see that it used to be white, but it's slicked red. Almost looks like blood. Completely.
What about the interior? Is also just like
the windows? Why are we stopping to look at this at all?
No, like, I am going.
Cool, red car. All
right. Right now you smell like this acrid smell of like copper and this twinge like in your taste buds, like almost like you're sucking on a penny.
Is that a blood car?
Okay, we're going away from this. Like,
are there people on the street? I mean, the people with their cell phones have to be gone. Is there like
they're up on Greenwood right now? The main crowd, and you could see a couple bikes off in the distance, just like booking it,
like motorcycle cops.
No, like actual people on pedal bikes.
Okay, yeah, we're also booking it. Yeah. I'm not going to stop to investigate.
You start to book it about 30 feet. You notice this car.
Okay.
The door opens.
I don't look at this. I don't care. I do not care. I'm not looking.
Stop.
I'm actively not looking.
Okay. I haven't ridden bikes in like 6 years. Hold up. I'm going as fast as I can.
Yeah, everybody make a dexterity roll.
Dexterity or vitality? Dexterity?
Yes.
Okay, what are our negatives here?
Wait.
Vitality.
Oh,
thank goodness.
All right, what are our negatives here?
One negative. So you start off with a positive.
Uh-huh.
Are any of you, like, expert bike riders?
No.
Or have good endurance.
I'm a smoker.
No. Okay. Yeah, so that's...
Put a negative.
I hate running, but this isn't running. This is biking. Easier on the knees.
I am clumsy, but I can ride a bike.
Yeah, no, running. It's like riding a bike.
Clumsy is mainly an anti-running thing, the way I'm clumsy.
Ha! At least one of those canceled.
I do not succeed.
I do succeed,
though I gain 1 point of physical stress.
I failed, and I also have an uncanceled black die.
Okay.
Me as well.
So the uncanceled black die is stress.
Yep, so everybody mark down the stress.
So that's like me just getting tired or something?
Yeah, you guys trying to book it before you can...
Like, we didn't stretch first.
It's true.
You guys aren't fast enough.
First rule of the apocalypse, stretch. Always stretch.
Yeah, rule number one.
The moment you hear the emergency broadcast system, just start doing some stretches.
That's your cue for stretches. All right.
Okay.
So what does it mean that the two of us failed?
You guys tried your hardest to book it, but you just kind of out of shape.
So like, okay, I'm with Dom. Aaron, slow down.
So you have a little fatigue going on right now, but Aaron, you start to book it just fine. Fight or flight, right?
I mean, if they go too far behind me, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to like leave them. But I'm, you know, if we all need to keep running, I'm still like out in front, ready to keep biking you.
And you said the car door opens?
The car door opens. Now, what you guys see is a human who looks like most of its skin is gone. Almost like flayed, cut. You notice that it has scissors in its hand and no skin on its face.
Okay. I do want to remind you that I said I was actively not looking, so I don't see this.
Okay.
You're just trying to, like, come on.
Because in real life, like, I'm the type of person who, if there was, like, some grisly wreck, I would, like, not look because I would probably, like, throw up or something.
Chris, okay. There's an inside-out person here. Can we... I need to pedal faster.
Everybody roll a willpower roll.
Oh, God.
Are we on a bridge?
No.
All right, so my bridge phobia is not...
Just one green die of...
Yes, just one.
One bad, one good.
I succeed, but with a negative die, so that gives me stress.
Yep.
I fail and okay. I have stress.
So I'm feeling a little bit queasy. I probably looked, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't feel very good.
Everybody got one stress? So basically, you've never seen something like this actually moving? You may have seen pictures in movies or...
Yeah, no, it's a person with their face cut off. And
you guys
I'm
feel
assuming
really
it's self-inflicted.
Sick.
Is he lurching like at us? Or
he actually
he just...
looks at one of you.
No, he doesn't look. He's not looking. So he's looking at me.
Lidless eyes. Oh, God. No lips. Basically face ripped off. Looks at you.
I'm steering away from him.
makes a noise like just wind rushing through like a voice box. Just...
Yeah, I'm going to pedal faster.
And then slowly, you can notice when he opens his mouth, his tongue kind of drops out, and he just like grinds off his tongue, just in one full swoop. Just
what? Aaron is way past this already. He's like, what a slow poke.
Did you create like blood zombies? This is horrifying. This sucks.
Yeah, I'm going faster.
Okay.
But I can't go faster.
We were pedaling this whole time. We're just
yes.
keeping up with Aaron.
You saw that, and then if you look back, you notice it's on the ground, like, flailing around like a toddler having a big tantrum. It's like this eternal struggle it has right now.
Is there other people around that are watching this?
Nope, just you guys. But you know there's other people up on Greenwood.
Yeah. This is, like, down from Greenwood. Down
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Aaron, hold up. Aaron, hold up.
No, you go faster.
I can't go faster.
Well, go at least. We're not holding up anything. We're not stopping to help skinless person.
You don't know there's a skinless,
you don't know there's
person.
A skinless person.
I said that I
you
like
saw the blood car and
oh,
kept
okay.
going.
Oh, okay.
You just saw the blood car because you actually made
well,
your
then
physical
how did
role.
I take stress if I didn't look?
What do you mean?
I thought you looked.
Yeah, I said I said I looked back when you when
oh, okay.
I realized I was outpacing you guys.
Okay.
So maybe you did see Inside Out Man coming
yeah,
out of a blood car.
But you noticed the specifics.
Yeah, that was... I'm not going to mention that to Aaron. He doesn't
okay.
need to know about that.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in here and just let it hurt me for years.
Literally scar you inside for years. All right, well,
all right,
we're pedaling.
So you guys pedal. You guys get to about 85th, so downtown. Not downtown, like downtown Greenwood, I guess. It's not downtown at all, but you get to
paralleling
Greenwood.
Paralleling it, but yeah.
Yeah.
So and the streets are full of cars that are empty.
A lot of the cars are emptier now. You actually notice more people just getting out bailing. There's more people now.
And are they're running towards?
They're running north towards the way or opposite the way you guys are going right now.
So we're heading we're heading towards where Car Kingdom is because we're going to go across
so
the Ballard
heading,
Bridge.
Right.
We're heading due southwest.
Well, it's before the Ballard Bridge.
Yeah. Right, but we're heading towards where Card Kingdom is. So just
we're heading due southwest towards Seattle.
Yep.
And most people are running north-ish.
Yes.
Great.
Correct. You reach about 85th, and you that smell of copper is getting stronger, and you notice that the street just seems to be soaked in red. Everything like half a story high soaked in red. All the buildings.
And the rain isn't washing it off?
Nope. The rain seems to be mixing in, getting it... It just...
So there's just this red slick on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pulling up. So I...
This is off in the distance, by the way.
So I put my hoodie on before I left. So I'm going to zip my hoodie all up. I'm going to cover my mouth and my nose as I'm biking.
That is a good idea. I am going to stop for just a second and get a towel out of the thing and put it tied around.
Out of what thing?
Out of my duffel bag.
Did you write down towel?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
Yeah.
I took like rags and towels and bottles of alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Smart.
If Aaron is stopping, when I catch up to him, I'm gonna take the whiskey bottle and just rub some whiskey on my lip and around my nose.
It helps a little bit.
Yeah.
But you're about 50 yards away and you can see this, and you almost can notice like a bunch of figures laying in the street covered in red as well.
Are those more inside out people? Don't worry about the inside out people. There's nothing. Don't worry about it. It's not bad. We should go around.
Yeah, I want to go around. I'm going to try to avoid like streets with dead people on them.
Okay. Fair enough.
You ever seen a dead body, Chris?
No. Well, that's not true.
All right.
I've never seen like inside out dead body, but I mean.
All right. So you guys try to find alternate routes.
I mean, like alternate as in like
it's set away up like a, from. It's set up as a grid system. So as long as we keep heading due south and due west on the very street,
we'll try to cut over. I mean, if there's some point where it's like, you know what, if there's like a dead body there, I'll try to bike past it. But
right now we just see people lying on the ground
covered in red.
Well, maybe it's like a Cinco de Mayo thing or some sort of holiday I don't know about.
I don't think so, Del.
They have the one holiday in Spain where the people like get covered
in tomatoes.
Paint. Yeah, that's all this is. Is
this? Yeah, that's fine.
Tomatoes
smell
like copper, right?
It's like the Festival of Colors in India. Yeah. Just all these pigment everywhere.
It's a really elaborate 5K that people were running. That's like,
it's a flash mob, citywide flash mob.
All right.
As you guys keep biking, getting a little tired because it's the adrenaline rush is starting to get you. I mean, you wouldn't get tired from that, but. Physically, like your muscles are getting sore.
What, Aaron?
Better way to get to my house? Let's steal a boat.
Can you drive a boat?
Yeah, really? I can drive a boat. Yes, I took boating lessons. I know how to drive a boat.
Yeah, we're going right down to the Ballard Marina.
Yeah, there's probably an abandoned boat. Let's steal a boat.
If that means there's boats,
we can go all the way around.
You're stealing a boat. I'm going with you.
How would we steal a boat?
What do you mean, how do you steal a boat? We'll take a sailboat. Is it windy and rainy right now, right?
You're going to take a sailboat?
Yeah. Why don't we just go to the marina booth?
Because we would need keys.
Yeah, there's a
that's
box.
That's true. There is extra keys, so we could break in and take
it. I think a motorboat. I'm not going to start sailing. That could take forever.
Here's the thing. There's something going on, right? How much of that do you think is at sea? Like, at sea is pretty safe.
He's right.
We can cut all the way around.
That's true.
And then we just have to go up and over the hill in West Seattle to my house, and that's it.
How long does it take to sail that?
Not that long. If it's stormy, it's actually pretty. You go pretty fast.
Yeah, I actually did take a little bit of sailing a long time.
Isn't there bridges that would have to be drawn up?
Not for a 20-foot tall top sailboat
and motorboat. Like Ballard Bridge.
No, as long as we go to like the other side of the locks, the boats that are on the other side of the locks, then we don't have to go through the locks.
I'm on board with this. Let's do it. Are we still stopping at Card Kingdom?
Well, I felt like Card Kingdom might have stuff that we could maybe use.
A boat, a marina is going to have way more stuff.
Right, but Card Kingdom is a place that we know.
All right.
We can go in and get out. There's also that machinist shop next door. They might have, like, things. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, are you in full-on looting mode? This might be just, like, a simple thing that's going to blow over, and then you're going to be a guy
who just
looted.
Saw an inside-out person spit their tongue out at
you. But here's the thing. Card Kingdom might also have people that we know that, like...
They're not pulling orders right now.
But they might be holed up in there.
I'm saying there might be other people that we can, like, you know, help us get to our destination, figure out what's going on.
All right. Let's go. Card Kingdom it is.
Okay. So you guys make your way southwest. At about 15th Avenue, I mean, you guys are passing houses that are abandoned. The lights all of a sudden are flashing red, all the street lights. And it looks like a lot of the...
Wait.
Or all the traffic lights, I'm sorry.
Okay.
A lot of the street lights are...
So there's still power.
Still power.
But it's like they're flashing as if like power's off.
Well, there might have been like a power surge that reset the timers on them, so now they just default to flash red. That'll happen in a storm.
Yep. Okay. You guys are kind of getting a new smell now, kind of like that same copper smell, just mixed with like vinegar and salty sweet butter.
Sweet butter.
Tighten my rag.
It's almost like nauseating. Actually, it is nauseating. As you reach about 15th Avenue, which is just a straight shot down to Leary.
And it's downhill, mm-hmm. which is nice.
Everybody make a willpower roll again.
How many negatives here?
One negative.
Okay. What is that?
Actually, I'm sorry. Two negatives.
Oh. What are we trying to do with this?
I will describe this. So what you guys see in front of you as you turn the street, you see what looks to be a story tall, one story tall, one story wide, dark colored. It almost looks like a frog, but definitely not a frog.
Like an amphibian thing?
Like a large, otherworldly creature.
A nematode or axolotl.
Something
like
you
that.
You can't tell if it's looking at you because you can't tell if it has eyes or not.
But it's just creepy.
But its skin does look like it's in a rolling boil.
Oh, God.
How tall is it?
About 12 feet tall and 12 feet wide.
And it's like in the middle of 15th?
Yes.
We're going to go to 16th. To the side.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to like... 20th, 24th.
All right, I have a question.
Sure.
I rolled a positive and a negative that are the same, which will cancel, and then a negative that will not cancel. Can I choose to just have both not cancel and keep my positive so I succeed?
And take additional
stress? No, you have to take...
I have to cancel this.
Yes. So you fail and...
I fail and take a disadvantage. Well, how are you supposed to not take traumas when you're rolling more negatives than positives?
You aren't.
You don't. You take a lot of stress in this game. That's why you have to start holding up and figuring out ways to heal them.
It's very stressful. This game I would imagine I'd be pretty stressed out right now.
Now, to get rid of one of these...
Stressors.
You can erase them all and gain a new trauma.
Hmm.
So, also, when they go up to tier 2, you become more resilient. And tier 3, you become more resilient. It's like basically, oh yeah, I've seen this before. I'm not just like... So on a level 2, you would actually subtract 1.
Subtract from 1 your trauma. Miss.
Yeah, or from... Yeah.
So you'd have to get 2 misses to get 1...
Exactly.
You have 1 less.
So you become more resilient the more stuff you see, or the more damage you take, you become more iron. So,
but if your stress gets filled out, you are gone.
Yeah, and there's
a mental wreck or dead.
Mental wreck, dead. There is a roll you can do if you ever get to that point. And if you survive it, you get a month-long trauma. But you...
So I am freaking out right now. So my first level of stress is completely full.
Mine too.
So, the hell is that?
So I don't know. So from here, just really quick though. So from here on out, when I'm taking mental rolls, I can negate one of my...
Yeah, you need 2 to take a stress.
Okay. I'm going to leave it there then because I don't want a trauma. So what do traumas do that's bad for you?
Traumas add negative die to the rolls.
Yes.
Like if you have a trauma like in that section then that's relevant, you will add the trauma as a negative.
I think I'm at what I would consider a healthy level of stressed right now. I think I'm good. I think I'm at an appropriate level of stress.
Yeah, we're not... What? No. Uh-uh.
We gotta go around.
Did everybody fail?
Yes, I failed.
You guys kind of stop in your tracks like, ay. And what you notice is this being, like, in your direction, and it's probably about 40 feet away, but very visible. You notice that his skin isn't boiling. It's a bunch of dinner plate sized mouths, almost like a Muppet's mouth. It's flapping in and out. Like, it almost looks like the skin is boiling that way. Then you notice all of a sudden they all just kind of stop and close and pucker themselves. And along this frog being, frog demon, belly starts to extend and expand like a giant balloon. And at that moment, you guys are running?
Biking.
Yeah, biking, I'm sorry.
I would probably stop and be like, wow.
Yeah. You notice off to the side that there's a few people from a house, like, filming this?
Mm-hmm.
And starting to walk out of their house like, oh, what is this? Filming this on their phones. And you guys hear the loudest, most otherworldly belch, like, croak. And almost like a mini tsunami of red liquid just being driven forcefully from this frog demon's mouth in a wave coming towards you guys.
And we'll figure out what happens on the next episode of The End of the World Zombie Apocalypse.
Yeah, very liberal application of the word zombie so far.
We'll see. NPC Cast is written by Chris, Dell, and Aaron. You can reach us on Twitter at twitter.com/NPCcast or by email at thenpccast@gmail.com. As always, support your local game store.